Authorities and students of the Institute of Technical Supervision ITS at Weja have bemoaned the activities of private developers and the springing up of churches. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the principal of the school, John Welbeck, said the churches make excessive noise, posing a challenge to academic work. He also expressed worry about the seeming implications of the encroachment, since the institute is not properly fenced.
ITS government acquired land about 35 acres spanning from the Weja Junction to where they dumped the refuse, bought and paid for. They had plans to develop it further, but somewhere around 2005, the encroachers started encroaching upon the land. And as we are speaking now, about 70% has been encroached upon by private developers who are staying there currently.
Have you made any attempt to address this issue? Report them.
Yeah. In 2008, we've reported, but 2008, during the first government, there are a new assembly that was created. We welcomed them onto our premises. So they are currently our tenants on the campus. They have been there. The inscriptions of software produced permits have also been issued. They've done their best. They've helped them, but at a point in time, the coaches took the assembly to court. So an injunction was placed upon the assembly taking further action to retrieve the land. That's where we are now. But we've made the necessary contact. The assembly too is there. They've done what they could within their power until this injunction was placed on them.
Coupled with the proliferation of churches and other accompanying noise making, some of them are churches.
Yeah, some of them are churches. They are operating. They use these loudspeakers and the rest, and they have prayer meetings even during weekday while said lessons are going on. But it's affecting the conducive atmosphere that we do for learning.
And how is this affecting the security of the school?
Because there is no fence wall. And because of the encroaches, the people come in, they move about day, night, and you can't stop anybody. And you know, sometimes too, there are land guards around who urge people. So you can't strongly enforce the tag people who are coming, identify them. Because it's also dangerous to West who are staying there. If you show your face too much, you become a target. So people enter from all points, institute in and out, because there's no fence wall, there's no barrier, a checkpoint around three people who are entering and going out.
This senior junior technical supervision course?
No, it has been there since the inception of the institution. That was since 1958.
What does it aim to achieve?
It's there to train the lower and middle level artisans. You know, IMPA was established to take care of the administrative. But for the technical personnel, after independence, there wasn't any institution that would upgrade them to take up leadership. So our first president established this institution to take care of the artisans so that they can also rise up through junior, former, and take up the role that the whites were taking before we gained independence. So it has been performing this role ever since. Only it hasn't gotten much publicity because of fans and how it has been doing this job for all this while.
You heard the principal of the Institute of Technical Supervision, ITS at Weja, John Welbeck.